Camden Council has all but granted planning permission to developers to demolish, dismantle and otherwise change the setting of several heritage buildings on the land behind King's Cross Station. Local photographer and poet Angela Inglis laments the loss of their beauty and the mentality of those who have agreed to their destruction.
These are two poems about King's Cross, to do with buildings which are about to hit the dust, we believe. Stanley Buildings, North and South, 1864. North is due to be bulldozed. Sliced in half, like loaves of bread, Stanley buildings await their fate. Some window panes replaced with ply, like cataracts in a cat's eyes. The North is condemned to imminent death. Choked in the amber of modern consumption, the South will be embedded in glass, 8 stories high. 10 wrought iron balconies plead to passers-by. Look up, look up. Our artistry climbs to the roof. Can't you see? We could be homes again for you. Carlos Buildings, 1892. Wrought iron balustrades curve like birds' wings on communal stairs. Colourful bricks pattern the walls. Carefully crafted industrial art. Knock it down, put up shops, business blocks, cafes for the internet. Old tenements standing in the way of plastic malls. Crush the bricks, melt the iron, but save perhaps those granite sets. Wrought iron balustrades curve like birds' wings on communal stairs. Colourful bricks pattern the walls. It has to go. Crush the bricks, melt the iron, but yes, we'll save those granite sets.